Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. This is normally where I would put the newsy portion of my intro, where I tell you all about the things I'm doing and where to find me. However, there are rules against advertising and promotion in stories on Literotica, so you'll have to find me all on your own. Feedback is welcome and appreciated. Hint, hint. You get the idea. Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. It has been way too long since I've been back here, back home. Did you miss me? Well, I damn sure missed all of you. Since I've been back to work, everyone's been really welcoming, and I appreciate that. I know I disappear for long periods of time, and I don't tell you where I'm going, but I'm hoping not to disappear anymore. I've got some new incentives, I've got a new boyfriend, and he's keeping me inspired. I'm going to try to enter every one of Literotica's contests this year, so don't forget to check back and vote when that happens. Now, for this story, Cupid's Third Arrow, it is about me seducing your girl. Two sexy, sensual, wet ladies right in front of you, touching, tasting each other, and all you're allowed to do is watch and stroke. Can you be a good boy and just watch? If you can, good boys always get rewarded. This is my entry into the 2015 Literotica Valentine's Day contest, so please don't forget to vote. Remember, those red H's really turn me on. Leave me a comment, too. You know you want to. All right, so without further ado, sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. Cupid's Third Arrow, written by Rob Twofold, performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio.
Put me on the table. You say your name. If I can't remember, then give me all your pain. I can still listen, or I can make you scream. Kiss it and make it better. Just put your trust in me. Oh my God, moving us forward. Oh my God, what is that again? Feel it, baby. Cause I understand.
Walls, problem solved and dissolved. If we solve it, no one else fit. Make it even, not so quick. It's a slick ride, make my meat slide. Cause we're all pink inside.
That was a lot of fun, honey. You know how to make a girl feel so special. Now, what do you say we end this the way Valentine's Day is supposed to end?
Welcome home, you two.
What the fuck? Who are you? What are you doing in our house? No, don't tell me to calm down. There's a half-naked stranger in our bed. What? You can't be serious. Oh, well, yes, we did talk about me being with another woman, but you think the best thing to do is bring some random tramp home without me even knowing about it?
Wait. Hang on here. Look, it's obvious that maybe this wasn't the best way of going about this, but I'm not some random tramp. Let's just get that straight. Now, I'm going to let that go because I know you were caught off guard. He and I are co-workers. He mentioned the other day how you two were wanting to experiment, and the way he goes on and on about you, well, how could I not volunteer? However, he didn't tell me that this was going to be a surprise.
A surprise is bringing me some flowers, or a giant teddy bear with a box of chocolates. Finding a busty redhead in lingerie in my bed is more of a shock than a surprise.
I suppose so. I'm really sorry for being such a disruption, but maybe I can help make up for it?
How intend to do that?
Well, I came here as a Valentine's Day surprise. And you yourself said you wanted to end this the way Valentine's Day is supposed to end.
Oh, wow.
I just put my hands on your breasts, and you're not backing away or telling me to stop. That's a good sign.
They do feel very nice.
I'm glad. Do you know what else might feel nice?
What?
My lips against yours.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to find out?
Mm. All right.
You were right. Your special lady is an excellent kisser. Hey, what do you think you're doing? No. You don't get to play with us. You've already stepped in it by suddenly throwing your girl into this without prepping her for it. She needs to be gently ushered into it, one small step at a time. Maybe we can try for that later when she's more comfortable with this. I'm all for all three of us playing together, but right now, she's all mine. How does that sound to you, baby?
It's an idea that's growing on me. I'm kind of mad about how he apparently talks about me at work. But that he's never mentioned you before. A sexy redhead who... very talented with her hands. Kind of feels like he was hiding you from me.
Oh, you don't need to worry about that. We've talked, but that's it. He's completely in love and loyal to you, honey. And I would never do anything to come between you two, except maybe in bed. Now, what can I do to make your first experience with a woman special?
I can't believe this is really happening. I'm not sure what to tell you that I want. I don't think I know myself.
Since I'm still a stranger to you, why don't we get to know each other a little better?
I think that would be okay. How do you suggest we do that?
You could kiss me again. What would you say to letting me undress you?
I don't know if I'm ready. Oh, God, I'm acting like a virgin.
It's okay, baby. I know you're nervous. I've got an idea. I want you to look at your sexy man over there.
I'm still mad at him.
Oh, I know. He fucked up. But he loves you. You can forgive him, can't you? Look at that smile. How could you stay mad at someone with that sexy little grin? Oh, and now the puppy dog eyes? Let him off the hook. He's going to help you not be nervous anymore.
He is? Oh, okay. I forgive you, honey, but you still can't play with us. I want her to concentrate on me.
That's right. He's going to let you relax and enjoy while he watches. I'm going to come around behind you, so all you see is your sexy man. You're completely comfortable with him, and now he's going to take out that big dick of his that is straining against his pants and stroke it for you while he watches us, while he watches you. See how turned on he is already, just from watching another woman kiss you?
Oh, my God. Yes. He's so hard.
That's right. Now, look into his eyes. See how much he loves you. See how much he wants you to feel good. And I'm going to take off your shirt. And your pretty bra. And now I'm going to give these gorgeous breasts of yours some attention. They feel so nice in my hands. Do you like your nipples pinched a bit? Harder?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay. I can pinch these hard nipples. Roll them between my fingers. That's it, honey. Keep looking at your man. Keep watching him stroke that hard cock for you. You're doing great. Now I'm going to take your skirt down. Let's see those pretty panties, Oh, don't be shy.
I'm not shy, usually. This is just new to me.
I understand. Very nice panties. But not half as nice as what's in them, I bet. I'm gonna put my hand in your panties now, baby. It's okay. Keep looking into his eyes. God, you're so wet. Is that for me or for him? Maybe for both of us? Your ass is exquisite, darling. I love a woman with curves. I love the way you're grinding on my hand, too. You like that? How about this?
Oh, my God, yes.
Do you like that? Too rough?
Mm-mm. You're the kind of girl who just takes what she wants, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the kind of girl I am. I bet that's the kind of girl you are, too, when you're all warmed up. And right now, I want to spank your ass while I rub your clit and your man jerks off for us.
I love being spanked.
I know. He told me you did.
Jesus, honey. Is that the kind of conversations you have with your coworkers?
No, just me. Think about it. He can't talk to his guy friends about what you two do sexually because they would want your sexy little body, especially if they knew how good in bed you were. And most women don't like to discuss a male friend's sex life because, well, I guess because they're repressed or something. It makes no sense to me because I'm not a typical woman. I told him lots of things about myself and my partners. He was just returning the favor. You can trust me, babe. Don't worry. I don't fucking tell.
Let's see you now. I'm not going to be the only naked girl in the room.
Someone's feeling adventurous. Like what you see?
I do. Can I kiss you?
Yes, please.
Can I touch you?
Anywhere you like. Oh, yeah. That's it. You sure know how to treat a set of tits, honey. You know, I was told that you've never been with a woman before.
Never.
There's no way you haven't done this before.
No, this is my first time. But I really do like your nipples.
Oh, fuck. Girl, you're a natural.
You've got nice boobs, doesn't she, honey? I think he likes them. How long have you been wanting to see these big titties of hers, babe?
Not nearly as long as he's been waiting to see me give this wet little pussy some attention.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm...
It's fine, baby. Your man is going to be there, watching, making sure I do it right. Look how turned on this is getting him. You want to watch me lick her pussy, don't you? See, he does. So what do you say?
Please. Please lick my pussy.
Oh, pleading now, are you? Well, since you said please, lay down on the bed.
Oh, it feels so good. I didn't think anyone could be as good as my man doing this. But you run at least a close second.
I take that as a great compliment. He obviously knows what he's doing if he's keeping a sexy woman like you satisfied.
Oh, honey, did you tell her how to make me come too?
He told me a little of what you liked, but I'm going to let you tell me how to make you come. You like that? Does that feel good, sweetheart? I'm glad to see your enthusiasm is building. I was afraid it would take me a little longer to get to this point.
You're very persuasive.
Do you want my fingers, baby?
Oh, yes, please. Put your fingers inside me while you lick me. Give me something to clench around.
I'm getting close, huh? Oh, no you don't.
Oh! What?
Oh, it's nice to know I got you that worked up that quickly, but I'm not quite there yet. You don't get to come until you get me to come.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Yeah, I know. All that pressure building up. And you've never licked a pussy before, have you? Well, if you want me to finish you off, then you better show me what you can do. Oh, fuck! Oh, God. This is not the reaction I was expecting. But I like it. You're a fast learner.
I thought you said I was a natural.
Oh, yes. My mistake. Just... Oh, fuck. Don't stop doing that.
Now, you look at my man. Because I'm not the only one he's been watching. You guys might have just been talking, but it's pretty obvious that you're a gift he picked out for himself, too. Don't worry, baby. I'm not mad. And can't blame you for wanting some of this.
Oh, fuck.
You like that, baby? You like your pussy spanked?
Oh my God, yes. Keep going. Don't stop. Oh, fuck.
Come on. Come while he watches us. Strokes pig or his cock. Come for me. Come all over my mouth. Come all over my face.
Yes. I'm gonna. Wait, stop. Stop, no. Not like this.
Like what then?
Here. Straddle my face. Put that gorgeous pussy of yours in my face, baby. Oh, yes. Right back in my pussy again. Fuck you with my tongue as you enjoy my pussy. You like that?
Yes.
Louder.
Yes, I like it. Please don't stop.
Come for me. Would you like your first taste of pussy, baby?
Oh my god. Mm. That was amazing.
Glad I wasn't the only one who thought so. But seriously, you've never been with a woman before?
For the last time, yes, I'm sure.
Okay. Pardon my skepticism, it's just, damn, you're good.
Thank you.
Was it anything like you were expecting?
No, it was better.
By the way, do you think we've punished your man enough? He's looking awfully strained over there.
So he is. All right, baby. You can come play with us if you want. If you promise to be a good boy and only do what we want you to do. And no more surprises. Deal? Good.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Put me on the table, make me say your name. If I can't remember, then give me all your pain. Listen, or I can make you scream. Kiss it and make you better. Just put your trust in me. Oh my God, move your layers forward. Oh my God, what is that again? Let me feel it, baby. Let me in, 'cause I understand. Sugar walks, promise soft, and dissolve, if it's all this, no nasty. Make it lit, not so quick, it's a slick ride. Make my meat slide, 'cause we're all pink inside. This can be really easy, it doesn't have to be hard. Yeah, maybe let me show you, I'll have you coming up the walls. You got all
harder. I think that I can solve. Why don't you come in here, baby? Why don't we sit and talk? Oh my God, let me feel you, baby. Cause I understand. Oh my God, don't let us slow down. Oh my God, no one's ever can. Let me feel you, baby. Let me in, cause I understand.
You make a drop in the cotton. And when you rock, then you got 'em. Oh my God, 'em, oh my God, 'em.
Let me feel it, baby. Cause I understand.
You like the top and the bottom. You make a drop in the cotton. And when you rock, then you got 'em. Oh my God, 'em, oh my God, 'em.
Ha ha ha.